Financial ratios. Financial ratio analysis is the comparison of financial amounts. Financial ratios are used at strategic, for example, organizational value and supply chain financial results and costs, tactical, for example, costs of S and OP level alternative plans and operational levels. While operational metrics are addressed separately, note that some of these metrics are also financial ratios, such as cost per unit. Many other operational ratios have a financial impact, such as scrap or yield ratios. Ratios at lower levels should tie back to higher levels in a KPI tree as discussed elsewhere. What is a ratio and why is it useful? Ratios translate discrete measurements, such as monetary costs, into a single value that can be compared to the value calculated for other areas despite differences, such as the scale of operations. Discrete values are harder to compare given such differences. Each ratio measures a different aspect of an organization's performance. The significance of a ratio is often specific to an industry. In other words, what indicates good performance in one industry may signal mediocre or poor performance in another. Ratios show trade-offs between risk and return. For example, an organization that is too liquid will not earn as much as an organization that risks more of its assets to create value. Financial ratios are usually categorized into five groups: liquidity, activity, leverage, profitability, market value. Liquidity ratios. Liquidity ratios measure an organization's ability to liquidate short-term assets and therefore satisfy its short-term debts and obligations. An organization with good liquidity ratios has the cash resources to survive minor shocks and interruptions, such as an increase in the price of raw materials or a temporary decline in sales or capacity. Poor liquidity ratios are a bad sign to a lender or supply chain partner, a sign that the organization may not be able to meet its debt obligations or pay its bills. Liquidity measures relate strongly to cash flows, specifically to maintaining positive net operating cash flows. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines net operating cash flow as the difference between an organization's cash inflows and outflows over a specified time period. Net operating cash flow often is calculated as net operating profit after taxes plus depreciation and amortization, minus net increases in working capital requirements. This represents the organization's ability to generate cash flows from its operations to offset its operating expenses. Note that net working capital is the difference between current assets, for example, cash, accounts receivable, inventory, and current liabilities, amounts due in the current year. Positive net operating cash flow is critical to the organization's ability to conduct operating activities, for example, to have sufficient revenue from sales to purchase inventory or meet payroll, and to satisfy payments to creditors, pay its accounts payable to suppliers, issue dividends to investors, and pay taxes. These payments require cash and the availability of cash at specific times, which is where liquidity metrics come in. If an organization's liquidity metrics indicate that it will have surplus cash, it can exploit that opportunity. This may include investing in short-term financial instruments, paying down debt, or making forward purchases of inventory or longer-term capital investments. Assuming that the organization has access to sufficient financing, having negative net operating cash flow is possible and sometimes necessary, but it is not a sustainable model over the long term. Two key liquidity ratios are the current ratio and the quick asset or acid test ratio. The current ratio is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as current assets divided by current liabilities C, liquidity ratio. This paints a picture of the organization's ability to cover short-term debts out of the most liquid assets. The quick asset ratio is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a measure of a firm's financial stability. It is calculated by subtracting inventory from current assets and then dividing that amount by current liabilities. A value greater than one is desirable. Sins: quick ratio, acid test ratio. This is a more stringent test. It removes inventory from the calculation since it takes longer to convert to cash. Activity ratios. Activity ratios show the efficiency with which the organization has used its assets to produce value. The inventory turnover ratio is of particular interest to operations specialists. Inventory turnover reflects the average amount of time an organization holds inventory before the inventory generates income. It is the relationship between the cost of goods sold and the value of inventory. Inventory turnover is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as The number of times that an inventory cycles or turns over during a time period, such as a year. A frequently used method to compute inventory turnover is to divide the annual cost of sales by the average inventory level. For example, an annual cost of sales of $21 million divided by an average inventory of $3 million means that inventory turned over 7 times. SINs. Inventory turns, turnover. C. Inventory velocity. A higher ratio indicates that inventory is sold and replenished more quickly. The organization is not tying up its cash in excessive amounts of inventory. Temporary effects of sales promotions and advanced discounted purchases of supplies should be taken into consideration when using this ratio. Leverage ratios. A lever is a force multiplier. In business, two levers that can be used to multiply the effectiveness of owner investments are debt and fixed costs. Debt creates financial leverage because it increases financial resources without diluting owner investment. Fixed costs. For example, fixed assets, such as facilities, can similarly be leveraged to create more output, which is called operating leverage. However, these tools create risk because, in addition to magnifying gains when sales are good, they also magnify losses when sales are not enough to break even. Therefore, use of debt or fixed costs is seen by investors as a good thing, but only up to a point, depending on the industry. Leverage ratios also measure an organization's solvency, its ability to satisfy its long-term debt. Excessive long-term debt means more risk and greater need for profitability. Rather than incurring more long-term debt, organizations may fund their activity through equity, new investment, or retained earnings. An example of a leverage ratio is the debt ratio, which measures the proportion of total liabilities to total assets. A lower debt ratio is more attractive to creditors, since there is a greater amount of unencumbered assets available if they are needed to cover debts. Profitability ratios. Favorable profitability ratios are generally seen as a sign of a healthy organization and sound management. The organization's profit margin measures the proportion of net income to net sales. This reflects the effectiveness of the organization's pricing, its cost structure, and its production efficiency. A higher number means that more profit is being generated. Return on investment, ROI, ratios indicate the degree to which an investment returns a profit. Market value ratios. Market value ratios are used to analyze the attractiveness of an organization's stock to actual or potential investors. This aspect of performance is important to organizations that rely on infusions of capital from investors. Earnings per share, EPS, calculates the amount of net income after preferred dividends that is distributed to holders of common stock. A higher than average EEPS indicates a well-performing investment. Ratio examples. Exhibit 1-62 provides examples of ratios in each of the categories just discussed. Exhibit 1-62. Common financial ratios. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary mentions other financial performance metrics. The cash conversion cycle is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. In retailing, the length of time between the sale of products and the cash payments for a company's resources. 2. In manufacturing, the length of time from the purchase of raw materials to the collection of accounts receivable, IR, from customers for the sale of products or services. C. Order to cash, O2C cycle. Cash to cash cycle time is a synonym for the cash conversion cycle. It is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an indicator of how efficiently a company manages its assets to improve cash flow. This is calculated as inventory days plus accounts receivable, IR, days minus accounts payable, AP, days. C. Cash conversion cycle, operating cycle. It is a way of measuring how long cash is tied up in inventory before it is sold and payment is collected from customers. The formula is where